A legal dispute between a teachers' union in Richmond and their school corporation may set an important precedent for how educator salaries are negotiated across the state. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Kirsten Adair reports the dispute is over the timing of supplemental payments added on top of base salaries.
The Richmond Community Schools Board recently set up temporary supplemental payments to teachers for this school year. Generally, districts can legally make such payments without union approval, yet the local teachers' association alleges the district is violating state labor law. It argues these payments should have come after legally required base salary negotiations. Jennifer Smith Margraf is vice president of the Indiana State Teachers Association.
Paying out stipends in advance to groups can affect how much money is left to put onto base wages. And that really matters.
If the State Education Labor Board rules the district did nothing wrong, it may open the door to more districts doing this and limiting union power to negotiate lasting salary increases. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Kirsten Adair.
In an emailed statement, a Richmond school spokesperson says the district believes the law clearly allows these payments. The state board decision will likely come in the next few months. A similar case is playing out in Evansville.